Good morning. This meeting of the House Education Committee will come to order. Today is Friday, February 9th, 2018, and the time is 8:03 a.m. Members of House Education present are Vice Chair Representative Justin Parrish, Representative Dave Tallarico, Representative Ivy Sponholz, Representative Chuck Kopp, and Representative Jennifer Johnston, and myself, Representative Drummond. We have a quorum to conduct business. Before we begin, I'd like to remind everyone to silence their cell phones. Today, our recording secretary is Sandy Edwardson, and Madison Truitt is our LIO moderator assisting with tech and teleconferencing support. Thank you both. Today, we have just one bill on the agenda, House Bill 214, Breeze Law, Dating Violence Programs. Given the overwhelming support for this simple but important legislation, it is my intent to move the bill today. I think this bill has more co-sponsors than any other bill I've seen yet. I would like to invite my aide, Patrick Fitzgerald, to come up and explain the bill.
Hello and good morning, members of the House Education Committee. My name is Patrick Fitzgerald. I'm staff of Representative Harriet Drummond, and I'm here to present HB 214, the naming of Breeze Law, as part of the Alaska Safe Children's Act. Breeze Law refers to Bree Moore, who was a victim of dating violence which ended her life being taken needlessly. Alaska ranks in the top 10 states with the worst record of dating violence and sexual abuse, with more than 1,000 high school students reporting sexual dating violence one or more times in 2017 alone. Not only is it a horrifying statistic, but it's also a scary glimpse into the future of generations of Alaskans who think it isn't abnormal to experience abuse in a relationship. Everyone has a role in preventing dating violence, and establishing a line of help and awareness is one of the many steps that need to be taken to end such a horrible thing for Alaska. Breeze Law will address dating violence sections of the Alaska Safe Children's Act in an effort to create an effective, knowledgeable awareness to combat the horrible trend that plagues this state. Our hope is Breeze Law will become recognized and identified in helping young adults in relationships to be able to access the help they need to remove themselves from abusive relationships. Breeze Law is being referenced by educators all over Alaska as an informal identifier of dating violence prevention. By passing HB 214, we will make it official. Online is one of the champions to Breeze Law, Butch and Cindy Moore, Breeze parents, who between the three of us, we can answer any questions the committee has.
Thank you, Patrick. Are there any questions for Mr. Fitzgerald? All right. Seeing no further questions or questions at this time, I'd like now to invite Mr. Butch Moore, who is online, to testify.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Good morning, Butch.
House Education Committee members, thank you so much for what you're doing today. We have really made some great strides in reducing dating violence in Alaska. I was unaware until the governor signed a proclamation on Thursday naming February 18 Dating Violence and Awareness Month in Alaska to coincide federally. But in 2015, our sexual dating violence numbers of teens polled in Alaska were 10.1%. That was the year that we worked on passing the Alaska Safe Children's Act, and there was a huge awareness brought forward from that. In 2017, those same numbers that were 10.1% dropped to 5.5%. So we have made a huge difference, and we have been working with quite a few different state agencies and stakeholders. And this month, we have 3,500 posters going out to all 359 middle schools and high schools. And the purpose of the posters is to give the students and the teachers a 1-800 number, a text number, and a chat online resource that they can contact 24/7 anonymously to a trained advocate who can route them to services in their community in Alaska. And that has been a big part that has been missing, and that is a huge part for teachers and for students, because a lot of times a student doesn't want to talk to a teacher, and a teacher doesn't necessarily want to talk to a student about this, and it gives a great resource. So we have worked with Governor Bill Walker and multiple different departments of the state of Alaska, and stakeholders to develop that, which is what we're doing this month. There's a public service announcement as well on the governor's website, and we have a website that we have linked with CDVSA, ANDVSA, and Love is Respect, which is a national teen dating violence prevention hotline. As far as the education goes, and I think the purpose for putting Bree's name on the education is that we realized when we had this passed, there isn't actually any education nationwide for 10th, 11th, and 12th grade that addresses the lethality of dating violence and actually murder. So we are working with Department of Education Early Development and several different school districts, including the Anchorage School District, to develop a very small outline and a short video, 4 or 5 minutes, that can be brought into the classroom and aid the teachers and the students. And the reason that we came up with this is we've been to several different speaking engagements in high schools, and we went to the Student Advisory Board in Anchorage, which is comprised of about 80 students, 2 students from each middle and high school, and we told them about Bree. And they had no idea why they had had this education, why they had been learning the education. When they realized that Bree was killed, all the dots were connected for them. They said, we didn't understand why we're getting this education. It didn't actually mean anything to us. And now that we know her story, now we understand why this is so important. So we've had a lot of input from a lot of different groups. We've had a lot of input from different boards, from AWAKE, from Victims for Justice. We've talked to several different Native corporations, and they have all told us, especially the Native corporations, were a little concerned, but they were really excited, and they said, this is what we need. We need these posters in our community centers and our libraries because we need our people in rural Alaska to see it's not just them. It doesn't just happen in the village. This happens to everyone. So we're having some great success. This is quite different than what it was 2 years ago. We have a lot of support. I think timing has a lot to do with it. And I think everything that we see in the media today, it makes a huge difference that people are now saying, yes, we need to make a change. But I thank you so much. And Cindy, thanks you as well. I'll let her say hello.
Hello, House Education Committee. I really appreciate everyone sitting there today taking the time to consider this bill. And Harriet, thank you so much for sponsoring it. It's really important. I just cannot believe the feedback we've had from people and kids especially. It's amazing when we talk to the kids about, you know, Bree's story and kind of what led up to her life being taken. They don't even realize that some of the red flags that exist with dating violence are even an issue. You know, like blowing up someone's phone, texting them 5,000 times a day. They come up to me afterward and they say, you know what? We didn't even know that was a red flag. We didn't even know that was unhealthy behavior. So they become aware. They become aware of these red flags and what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing. And it's just amazing to see, you know, the transformation in these kids and their knowledge of dating violence prevention. So we're going to save a lot of lives, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy and Butch. And I never knew when I met you guys decades ago that we would end up in this place. But I'm glad that we are where we are now with this bill, and I'm delighted to carry it and bring Bree's name forward into the law. We managed to bypass a little formality. We all know who's on the phone. But Butch and Cindy, could you just please state your names and affiliation for the record? And we're kind of doing this backwards for the clerk.
I'm Cindy Moore, and I am Bree Moore's mother.
And I'm Butch Moore, And I'm Bree's dad.
Thank you both. Any questions for the Moores? I'm not seeing any questions today. Thank you, both of you, and stay tuned.
Thank you.
I see no more people waiting to be heard on the telephone. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify on this bill? Seeing no one, I'm going to close public testimony. Is there any further discussion on House Bill 214 from the committee? Representative Sponholz.
Thank you, Chair Drummond. I just wanted to sort of comment on something that Mr. Moore mentioned earlier, and that is, the value of putting a name and a face and a story to the issue of dating violence. We all know that we can hear facts and figures and statistics and sort of, at a very general, broad level, sort of understand a concept, but it doesn't really become sort of ingrained in one until you develop some sort of a personal connection to it. And I think that, renaming the Alaska Safe Children's Act section of the section looking at teen dating violence awareness and prevention after Bree Moore, I think will really help to make that a personal connection for a lot of people, for a lot of students, and hopefully can help drive those numbers down even further. It's pretty exciting to hear that teen dating violence has gone down from 10% to 5.5%. That's notable, but I think we'd all love to see it go to zero if possible. So, anyways, just want to put that on the record.
Thank you, Representative Sponholz. Anyone else? All right. If there are no further questions, I'm ready to move this bill. May I have a motion?
I move version 30-LS0781/O of HB 214 from Education Committee with individual recommendations and attached to zero fiscal note.
Seeing no objection, the bill passes. I'm going to take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. The bill is signed and on its way to the next, I believe it's going to go to the House floor next. The next House Education meeting will be Monday, February 12th at 8 a.m. First, I should ask if there's any more business, anything else that the board, committee wishes to discuss. Seeing nothing, we will say that the next meeting will be Monday, February 12th, 8 a.m., when we will be having an informational hearing on the need to increase the BSA and consequences if funding is not adjusted. And with that, we are adjourned at 8:18 a.m.